Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hartman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Hartman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Bubba Morton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cline moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman strikes out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morton takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hartman. Morton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood misplays the ball. That's an error on Wood. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Rourke and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Kirkland trying to get to home. Cash throws to Rourke who tags Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 1 in the game. Roark hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahoney strikes out. Two outs. Bob Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Cash, and towards Wood, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Luplow moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luplow scores. Kirkland moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Jim Mahoney. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartman hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 2 in the game. Roark hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cline strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Luplow moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morton hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a line drive towards the mound. Hartman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-3 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartman hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-4 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klein moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-3 in the game. Roark hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-4 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Kindle moves to second. Gene Green pinch hits for Bob Hartman. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Jake Wood. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-4 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Bubba Morton. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Bob Farley now playing right field. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. Luplow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 5 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nischwitz juggles the ball. That's an error on Nischwitz. Kirkland moves to third. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive towards first. Francona reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 4 in the game. Boros strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 4 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Mike Rourke. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.